Hello, Mutala.
Yeah, hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So how will you describe the demonstration? Was it peaceful?
It was very peaceful, and as we speak now, it is all over. And they presented a petition to the district chairman for the Security Council, that's the DCE. And it was a peaceful demonstration, basically made up of women, housewives, who feel that they have become targets in the conflict in Bimbila between the two chieftaincy factions. And they said they will not sit down and watch as their members are killed one by one. The latest incident, like you indicated, is that of Rahina. And these women are saying that enough is enough. It is time for the security services and authorities, including all those stakeholders involved in the chieftaincy issue, to sit up and protect women and children within the Bimbila community.
I take it that was the message on the placards.
Exactly. These were some of the placards they carried, that enough is enough. They want peace in Bimbila. They need to protect their wives and then the children. Otherwise, they will be advising themselves. I don't know what exactly they meant by they will be advising themselves, but they said they will not stop these sort of demonstrations until they are assured of their security within the Bimbila township.
Yes, and Mutala, isn't it surprising? Earlier, I got the impression they were terrified. Some were relocating. How come, they've gathered this sort of courage to come out onto the streets?
You quite remember yesterday we did a story that indicated that women were threatened in the Bimbila township. As I was in Bimbila over the weekend, that was the feeling I gathered, that some strong women within the community were mobilizing other women to come out and speak and bear the consequences. And I believe that this is what has happened. I was trying to send you a voice from the spokesperson, Madam, one of the women who spoke, who addressed the media and then the DCE. Unfortunately, due to poor network, I'm not able to load that voice. And hopefully by 6 p.m., we should be getting the voice upstream. She, together with some bold women within the community, have rallied their colleagues together, and they are out on the streets to protest and demand that justice is done. The perpetrators of the heinous crime, the murderers of Madame Rahina, to are identified and brought to book, and also those of them who are still alive are given maximum protection.
Yes, and that's a positive result if women leaders are now taking control of it. So, specifically, what do the women want the authorities to do?
First and foremost, they want those who killed Madame Rahina to be identified, arrested, and prosecuted. They also want to get assurance from both factions, the two chieftaincy factions within Bimbila, that henceforth in their confrontations, no woman or child will be attacked. Men are those who fight, and they should limit the war to the level of men and not involve women, because women are not involved in the chieftaincy conflict as well as in the war situation. So they are also demanding from government and the security services within the town that they should give women protection 24/7. Wherever a woman finds herself, some of them go to farm as early as 4 a.m. Some wake up to prepare food to sell, and that is how they take care of their children and their families. So they want protection, that they don't want any other woman to be a victim, such as Madame Rahina too, and some others have gone through in the past. Just to give you a background, we have recorded not less than 10 women being murdered within Bimbila in 2017 alone. And thus, for the women, it's not something that they should be sitting down and watching it happen.
Mutala Issa, thank you for talking to Radio Ghana. You heard our Northern Regional Correspondent Mutala Issa reporting from Bimbila.